Turn with me, if you would, now to Matthew chapter 7. Continuing on today in Matthew 7, we're going to look at one verse for our message this morning. It's verse 6. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. Now, I wanted to deal with this one verse in particular. This is a verse that many people know and many people quote. Many people have heard this verse. Let's read it again. He said, give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. That's a verse that is not only hard to understand, but I believe that is a verse that is very misunderstood. Very much so. It's a complete thought. You can see if your Bible has those little backward bold P's, it's a paragraph all its own. And this is a verse that is not only hard to understand, but very misunderstood. We hear that and we think we pretty well know what it's saying. We read that and the natural response is, well, okay. We pretty well think we know what it's saying. But after studying this, I realized that at face value, before I studied this, what was just naturally in my mind, I did not really enter into what it was actually saying. And I'm very thankful for the fact that the Lord revealed it to me. That's why I want to look at this one verse. I hope and pray that we're all very thankful after we see this, that the Lord would reveal this to us. To me, this is a very encouraging verse. I know that sounds strange. When you read it at first glance, it doesn't seem that way at all. But entering into what it's saying, this is a very instructive and a very insightful and I believe very encouraging verse of Scripture. I believe we're all going to very happily say amen to it. I believe we will. Now, let's begin with what it's not saying. Again, this is a difficult verse, and I want to try. I'm begging the Lord to make it as clear as He will make it. And I believe the best way to explain this is to deal with what it's not saying. Okay? Verse 6, He said, give not that which is holy unto the dogs. What is holy?
Christ is holy.
The things of Christ are holy. And he went on to say, neither cast ye your pearls before swine. Christ is the pearl of great price. But he is not saying, withhold Christ from people. Don't give the message of Christ to people, because they'll just trample him under their feet, lest the pearls, the holy things, become trampled and they turn again and rend you. Don't give Christ to people, lest they trample him. Now, Hebrews 10, verse 29 says that man has in his heart, in his mind, in his will, trampled Christ underfoot. That's what it says. Man has tried to anyway. Man has desired to and tried to. But here's the fact of the matter. Man can't trample Christ. It's not possible. Man wants to in his sinful flesh. He desires to. He tries to. But man does not, man cannot, and man will not ever have his way with Christ. The will of man may be to trample Christ underfoot, but Christ is not subject to the will of man. Man is subject to the will of Christ. Everything that happened the whole time our Lord was here was the will of Christ. The will of the Father, the will of the Son. The cross itself was the will and purpose of the Lord Jesus Christ. Man, in the whole event of the cross of Calvary, man in that whole event was subject to, only doing, the will of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, in that event of Him being on the cross, Christ was willingly subject to the will of God. And the will of God was to give the trampling underfoot that His people deserved to Christ. That was the will of God. On the cross, Christ endured the trampling of God for His people. He was trampled under the foot of God Almighty for His people. And because of that, this is what the Scripture says. And I love this. If you want to hear something I love, it's this. Because He endured that for them, it says God the Father has highly exalted Him and put all things under His feet. That's what it says. Everything. Everything is under His feet. That's the reality. That's the truth. So this is not saying, now you withhold the message of Christ from people who are really bad. If you find somebody who's really bad and really dangerous, you withhold the message of Christ because they may trample Him. It's not saying that at all. Not at all. It's also not saying, if you give, if you share, if you cast the glorious treasures of heaven, the pearls of salvation, the riches of salvation that are in Him, if you share them, preach them, give them, cast them to the wrong person, those treasures may be taken from you. And you'll end up in ruin with nothing. It's not saying that. The gifts and calling of God are without repentance. What God gives to His people can never be taken away from them. You better be careful. You'll lose your salvation. Not if God gave it to you. What God gives to His people can never be taken away from them. And what God gives to His people, those treasures and pearls and riches that are in Christ, they can never be corrupted. The spiritual treasures that are in Christ are incorruptible, undefiled, and reserved in heaven for God's people. He said that inheritance will never fade away. So He's not saying, now you better be careful or you'll lose it. Not saying that. He's also not saying, and listen to this one, He's also not saying, don't waste your breath, which is what I believe most people think when they first hear that. Don't even waste your breath. If you find somebody who's just not worthy of the treasure, if you find somebody who's just not, just doesn't care about the riches of Christ, they just don't care. Clearly, they'll do nothing more with them than just ruin them and waste them. If you find somebody like that, don't even waste your breath. It's not even worth it. He's not saying that at all. Not at all. Thank God. And I'd love to just get ahead of myself and tell you why I thank God. But thank God, he's not saying that at all. He said, let everything that has breath declare the glorious news of the Son of God. He said, declare it to all the world. He said, you go unto all the world. In Isaiah 40, he said, you cry to all of that dead grass. Behold your God. Lift up your voice with strength. He said, Ezekiel, can these dead bones live? These dead dry bones. You think about Ezekiel standing out in a field of bones. Dead dry bones. He said, Ezekiel, preach the gospel to them. Well, Lord, won't I be wasting my breath? Don't you think somebody ought to say to me, don't even waste your breath? John 5:25 says, the hour is coming and now is when the dead, and I hope I'm one of them, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. He said, not one of my words will return void. There'll never be a wasted breath of His word. Never. Never is there a time or a situation where it is not worth our breath to declare the glorious treasures of Christ. Now, I know that when our Lord sent out His disciples to preach, He said, if you preach to a house and they won't receive it, He said, if they reject it and they don't want to hear it again and they kick you out over it, He said, shake the dust from your feet and move on. He said that, but never did He say, don't give it to them in the first place. He said, you give it to every house you come to, and as long as they love it and they receive it, stay with them and keep giving it to them. Well, what if I preach the glorious treasures of Christ to someone who is a sinner? And after I preach it to that person, he or she goes off and sins again. Well, what should I do then? Preach it to him again. This is not saying right here. Now, if they're too sinful, read verse 6 with me again. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine. Now, if they're too sinful, don't even preach it to them. The Apostle Paul said in 1 Timothy 1:15, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And he said, I'm the chief. I'm the chief. And he said, because of that, he gave the unsearchable riches of Christ to me. That's who he came to give it to. This is a faithful saying. He came to save sinners. Sinners. Well, what if I preach Christ's work in salvation alone? What Christ did. His righteousness before God. And the blood that He shed to put away the debt of sin. What if I preach Christ's work being everything before God, and man's work being nothing before God and worthless? What if I tell people it's Christ's righteousness alone and man doesn't even have one? What if I preach that and a person doesn't believe me? What should I do then?
Preach it to them again. Preach it to them again.
This is not saying... Now, if they're too self-righteous, you know that in the Scripture, dogs refer to false prophets quite often. Self-righteous. It's not saying now if they're too self-righteous, you know, if they're too hung up on their own works rather than the works of Christ, then don't even preach it to them. Just don't even. Not saying that. The Apostle Paul told the Galatians in the Philippians, the Galatians, the Philippians, everybody. He told everybody. He said, I was about the most self-righteous man that's ever walked the face of this earth. He said, but when it pleased God, He revealed His Son in me. Why did He do that, Paul? Is it because you started acting like a sheep instead of a swine? No. I was on my way to kill God's sheep. And that's when He came to me. We just had a Bible study here just a second ago on our Lord saying in verse 1, judge not. Leave all judgment in the hands of God. Think about this, okay? Think about this. If the church back then, the church that was alive back then, if they had to make a judgment on Saul of Tarsus, the man who went by the name Saul of Tarsus, do you think they would have judged him to be a dog or a sheep? A dog. If the church back then had to make a judgment on Judas, do you think they would have judged him to be a sheep or a swine? That judgment is in the hands of the Lord. That judgment is in the hands of the Lord. And He is not saying, now you need to assess people. You need to size them up. And you withhold the treasures of Christ from every person who you deem unworthy of it. If you run across a dog or a swine, don't give it to them. He's not saying that. The fact of the matter is, Christ only gives the treasure of His gospel to those who are unworthy of it. Those are the only ones He gives it to. He only gives it to those who are naturally in the flesh, not interested in it. And only capable of ruining it and wasting it. He only gives it to those who refer to themselves as dogs before Him. That's the truth. That is the truth. Now, proof of that for us is in my Bible, I have a center column with Scripture references in it. I know that not every Bible has a column of Scripture references. That's okay. That's all right. But I'm just going to tell you that for this message and for this verse of Scripture, we're going to look at some Scripture references here. I am very thankful to have these because the best way to understand a Scripture is with Scripture. If you really want to know what a Scripture is saying, look at other Scriptures and the Lord will reveal. He only has one word. And I believe the Lord will reveal this to us by looking at these other Scriptures. I have four of them listed in my Bible. And we're going to let these four references point us to what this verse is saying, all right? We've seen what it's not saying. Now maybe the Lord will reveal what it is saying. It's not saying withhold the gospel of Christ and the blessings that are in Him from people who are truly dogs and swine and consider themselves to be dogs and swine. And the proof of that is in our first reference. Okay, this is what my first reference is. It's Matthew 15, verse 26. Turn with me over there. Matthew 15, let's begin reading in verse 21. It says, "Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Verse 25 says, "Then came she and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs." He said, "You're a dog." And she said, "Truth, Lord. Yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered and said unto her, "O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt." And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. She said, "I am a dog before you." And he said, "I'll give you everything you came to me for." He freely gave it to a self-proclaimed dog. We know the story of Mephibosheth. How much do we love the story of Mephibosheth? He was brought before David and he fell down on his face and he said, "What is thy servant that thou shouldest look upon such a dead dog as I am?" He said, "That's what I profess myself to be. I'm a dog." And David said, "Everything is restored to you." The glory of the gospel is, that's who his goodness is to. Unworthy dogs and swine. This scripture reference proves that to us. He has mercy on dogs. He does. If you'll go out with me back to Matthew 7, I have three more references. And this is what they are. It's Job 4, verse 6. It's Job 27, verses 19 and 20. And it's Philemon. And there's only one chapter in Philemon, verse 5. For the sake of time, I'm just going to tell you that the one in the middle there, Job 27, 19 and 20, that's telling us that these holy pearls are spiritual treasures, not physical treasures. That reference tells us that keeping our physical treasure will not save our soul. We can hold on to that treasure and still be trampled and rent in the end. So these pearls are spiritual treasures that God gives to His people because of their salvation. All right, we're going to let these last two tell us what they are. Turn with me, if you would, to Job chapter 4. We're just going to read this one reference verse, all right? Job 4. Verse 6. It says, "Is not this thy fear, thy confidence, thy hope, and the uprightness of thy ways?" Your fear, your confidence, your hope, and the uprightness of your ways, the righteousness of your ways. These are the spiritual pearls that are given to God's people as a result of their salvation. And he said, these holy pearls are not to be cast before dogs or swine, which both represent sinful flesh. Both of them do. Wicked, moral, it doesn't matter. Humble, self-righteous, it's all sinful flesh. I'll tell you this very quickly. dogs were considered unclean. They were considered to be unclean animals. You couldn't sell a dog and take the money from the sale of that dog and give it as a gift to the Lord. It would not be received. It was unclean. Wouldn't be accepted. And what a picture that is of anything man tries to give to God. It's unclean. And it's not going to be accepted. Only what Christ has offered to God will be accepted. Unclean. Swine, hogs, pigs were considered to be unclean. Unclean animals. When the Lord cast that legion of devils out of that Gadarean man, he sent those devils into the herd of swine. That's where they belonged. In that unclean, sinful flesh. So those two animals represent the flesh of all of mankind. All of mankind. We don't have to go looking for dogs and swine. Now be on the hunt for a dog or a swine. Just look at me. Just look at anybody. All sinful flesh is unclean, unclean, unclean. I say with that Canaanite woman and with Mephibosheth, in my flesh I'm a dog before you. All flesh is unclean, sinful, wicked, unworthy. And this is what our God said. Don't ascribe anything to it. Don't ascribe anything to it. Do not cast your holy fear on the sinful flesh of man. Now, if we haven't gotten anything yet, and if we're saying, where are you going with all this? Here's where I'm going with it. May the Lord open our eyes to this. He's saying, do not cast your holy fear before man. Fear God alone. Do not put your confidence. Do not put your trust in the sinful flesh of man. Do not say, well, you know, I'm confident I'm going because I... If we have any confidence, it's because He. There's nothing to trust in here. Well, I haven't gone back to my old ways. Are you sure? When was the last time you searched your mind? There's nothing to trust in here. Don't put your confidence here. Don't put your hope. Don't look to and cast your expected anticipation on the flesh of man. The sinful flesh of man. The end will not be what you're expecting. That's what he's saying. It won't come out like you think it will. And do not ascribe the righteousness of your way. The perfection, the goodness, the worthiness of your way to the flesh of man. If we cast those holy pearls on the sinful flesh of man, he said, utter destruction is coming. Absolute destruction is coming. Everything we're holding on to is going to leave us trampled and rent. There is only one place to cast our all. Our pearls of eternal salvation, our fear, our faith, our hope, our perfection. And the last scripture reference tells us, we know where it is, but we'll go to it anyway. Go to Philemon 1, just before Hebrews, Philemon. We'll read this one verse. It's Philemon, verse 5. Hearing of thy love and faith which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and toward all his saints. Those are pearls too. That love comes from God through the salvation that is in Christ, faith in Him, those are pearls that are given. And where do we cast all those pearls, all those holy pearls? On the Lord Jesus Christ and on everything that's in Him. Him and everything in Him. In the end, if we don't want to be torn, this is so, if we don't want to be torn and rent, then our fear and our confidence and our hope and our acceptance and our love and our faith, all of it must be in the Lord Jesus Christ. We must cast it all on the spotless perfection of the Lamb of God. All of it. The one who was torn and rent for the salvation of His people. May everything be ascribed to Him. Every spiritual blessing, every heavenly pearl, may all of it be cast on Him. May all of it be cast on Him. By His grace, and only by His grace, we will never cast the pearls of salvation on the dogs and swine of our own sinful flesh. We will not do it. By His grace, we will not do it. Lord, cast our all on You. And if You do that, it'll be cast out. If that's where You put it, it'll be there. If You do that, it'll be done. To Him be all the glory forever. Amen. All right, Brother Eddie, you come.